I had already written out my little sermon for this morning when I received the news of the death of Gino's mother, but I think it was all in the order of providence how this sermon ties in with this sad incident. Well, let me go on to the sermon now, though. One of God's greatest gifts to the human race is the Blessed Virgin Mary. God had already given us His only begotten Son, who had been crucified on the cross, who had shed every last drop of His blood for our salvation. He gave us already His body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. He had instituted the other six sacraments as well, all with all of their graces that they give us. And then finally, He gives us Mary, His mother. Mary, through whose hands all graces that God will give us must pass. Mary, who was set up as the great mediator after that of our Lord Jesus Christ, and she whose prayers are always, without fail, answered. We are told by the doctors and the fathers of the church that devotion to Our Lady is one of the greatest signs of predestination, one of the great signs that if you stick to it, this devotion to Our Lady, not only fingering the beads and saying the prayers, but imitating her virtues as well, that is one of the surest signs that soul will go to heaven. And we're told by St. Alphonsus, looking at the same truth but from a more of a negative aspect, St. Alphonsus once said, when someone had encouraged him in his sickness, that he better rest and just skip his rosary for the day. Well, St. Alphonsus looked at this well-intentioned monk and said, "My good brother, I fear for the salvation of my soul were I to miss even one rosary." That's not to say that it is a sin to miss your rosary. No, it's not at all. But that just shows the power of Mary and her beads. We read story after story how God converts, consoles, and saves man through Our Lady. And especially in our day and age, next time you come across someone who converts from the Novus Ordo or what have you, ask them, "Did you pray your rosary over the years?" Almost without fail, the answer is yes. It was through Our Lady that they won the grace of conversion. But now, what is her role? We've talked about her role among men. What is her role now in purgatory? This is where the providential part came in, I thought. One saint says, "Fortunate indeed are the clients of this most compassionate mother, for not only does she help them in this world, but even in purgatory they are helped and comforted by her protection." And Saint Bernardine of Siena said that she has a certain dominion and plenitude of power, not only to relieve them, but to deliver them from their pains. St. Alphonsus continues that the clients of Our Lady are often visited and relieved by her, even when in purgatory. St. Novarinus says, "See of what consequence it is to be the good servant of the good lady. For her servants she never forgets when they are suffering in those flames. For though Mary relieves all suffering souls in purgatory, yet she always obtains far greater indulgence and relief for her clients." So you see, it pays to be a devout client, devotee to Our Lady. And Our Lady once appeared to Saint Bridget and said as follows, "I am the mother of all the souls in purgatory, for all the pains that they have deserved for their sins are every hour, as long as they remain there, in some way mitigated by my prayer." And later she revealed to the same soul that the souls in purgatory are consoled and relieved only by hearing Our Lady's name. And so they say that even though souls in purgatory frequently invoke her name, and this name becomes a source of comfort to them, for as another saint puts it, for that loving mother no sooner hears them call upon her than she offers her prayers to God, and these prayers, as a heavenly dew, immediately refresh them in their burning pains. And such is Our Lady's love towards these suffering souls that she even delivers them. We forget about all these truths of our faith. On her Assumption Day, when she was taken up into heaven, body and soul, it says that purgatory was emptied. There was no one left suffering in purgatory on that day. For the saint tells us that she had asked her son on that day for one favor, and that was to take all the souls in purgatory with her to the beatific vision. And then from that day on, she had the power of delivering the souls from purgatory. Later on, a certain lady appeared after death to her godmother and said that on the Feast of the Assumption, she, this lady who had appeared, together with a multitude of people exceeding even the population of Rome, had been delivered from purgatory by Our Lady. And then on the feasts of Christmas and of Easter, Our Lady does the same thing. Accompanied by choirs of angels, she visits that prison and delivers very many souls. And it's easily believed that even on her own solemn feasts, she does the same. So as you can see, Mary truly is one of the greatest gifts that God gives us. While you're still in this life, become a devout client of her. It pays. It pays in this life. It pays in purgatory. It will pay at your judgment day. So be a devoted client to Our Lady. Never let a day go by that you don't honor her in one way or another, by a rosary or a small little aspiration, or even just a pious thought of her. And then above all, tell her of the pains of your loved ones in purgatory. Ask her to pray for them, to release them from this prison. And you can be assured that in a timely fashion, all of these things will be granted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.